Recording?
So are we?
Okay, we are recording. Okay, Rebezma, would you like to post the notes? Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to continue talking about situations of pikuach nefesh. Here's another spin, a shaila. Here's a question. Is one allowed to do something now, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's the weekday, and we're actually going to differentiate, is one allowed to do something now which will cause a situation of pikuach nefesh that he'll be allowed to override the Shabbos later on? So obviously we're not allowed to violate Shabbos, and obviously if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, then everything goes, we're allowed to violate Shabbos. And we actually spoke about last week, if we look at it like it was Hutra, like we look at it like it's almost like it's not Shabbos vis-a-vis the Chayla, or do we look at it like it's Dechuya, like it's, we push it away, we override it, it is an Avera, but we're permitted to do it. Is it Hutra or Dechuya? But either way, of course, we're obligated and we're required and we're supposed to perform the malacha of pikuach nefesh. So on the one hand, we can't violate Shabbos. On the other hand, when it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, we're obligated to. So the question is, am I allowed to be cavalier about it? Am I allowed to create a situation that will require me to be doiches Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh? So, or do I have to take precaution ahead of time to avoid that situation? Or do we say that why do you have to avoid that situation? When the situation comes around, then we'll be allowed to violate Shabbos anyway. So that's the question. Is there a prior obligation to avoid that situation? Or is there no such prior obligation to avoid that situation? That's the question. So it's interesting how it's not mefurish in the Gemara. Such a thing does not come up in the Gemara. The Gemara never stands up and says, you are allowed to create such a situation, or you're not allowed to create such a situation. But through the Rishonim, through the discussion of the Rishonim, so the opinions and the sources become clear. You know where this comes up, just on the side, and nothing to do with our discussion, but the international dateline. There's absolutely no mention in the entire Gemara of a concept of the dateline, that it can be a different day somewhere else, or whatnot. But based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, based on the Baal Hamor's, the Rav Zrachya Halevi's interpretation of a Gemara, of a cryptic Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, he's the one who introduces us from the Rishonim's perspective to the concept of an international dateline. So it's very interesting that we're going to soon see in this discussion that again, Rav Zrachya Halevi is the one who introduces us to this question. So you can go through the entire Gemara, and you can never come across this question explicitly, but through the discussion of the Rishonim, the sources become clear. So we have a famous Gemara, and we've discussed this Gemara on other occasions, and it's interesting how the sources come to bear on this question. So we have the well-known Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mafligin Besvina Pachos Megimel Yomim Koidim L'Shabbos. So one is not allowed to go on a boat and set sail within 3 days of Shabbos. We're going to talk about that. Within 3 days of Shabbos, one is not allowed to set sail within 3 days of Shabbos. So within 3 days of Shabbos simply means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That means if a person wants to set sail, they have to have already been on the boat and be sailing from Tuesday. You can't go from Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, 3 days prior to Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, based on a Yerushalmi, interprets the Gemara to mean including the day of Shabbos, so it would actually be Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. You would be allowed to go on Wednesday. So there's actually a dispute in the Halacha if one would be allowed to go on Wednesday or if the person would have to go earlier on Tuesday. That's a detail. But in any case, the Gemara says, "Ein mafligin b'svina pachas megimel yomim koidim l'shabbos." So, b'med dvar ha'mamurim, when does this prohibition apply? L'dvar rishus, for an elective trip, for a voluntary trip. Aval l'dvar mitzvah, But if the person is traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah, and again, there's a dispute, there's discussions, what qualifies as a mitzvah? A person is going on a ship in order to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's certainly a mitzvah. A person is going on a ship to visit his parents, perform Kibbutz Ava'im. That would certainly be a mitzvah. Some people even consider just visiting somebody to be a mitzvah because you're being machazik the person. So the range of what actually qualifies as a mitzvah is discussed as well. This prohibition only applies if a person is going for voluntary reasons, but if the person is going for a mitzvah, then he's even allowed to travel within the 3 days of Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos. Some people even say on Shabbos itself. We're not so much going to get into the details of the trip of actually going on a ship before Shabbos. We're only bringing this Gemara to bring out the sources and the different opinions. Now, what's the reason for this halacha? What's the reason for the halacha that you're not allowed to go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos? And if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to. What's the reason for this halacha? So I didn't write it down here.
Day three.
So I didn't write down the reason here, this reason. But interestingly, and we're learning Erevin in the Kril, so we just came across a Rashbam. And the Rashbam says that this whole brisa is not lahalacha. This whole brisa is according to Beis Shammai, and we don't even hold like this brisa altogether. So there's no such halacha. This halacha does not exist. You're allowed to go on a ship before Shabbos, and the Rashbam's opinion is that you're allowed to go on a ship even on Shabbos. You can go to the dock, and you can board the ship and set sail on Shabbos. So the Rashbam is a fascinating opinion. There's no such halacha. This halacha doesn't exist. This halacha is Beis Shammai. The well-known opinion of the Rif's Shita, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi, Ezra, you just mentioned it, is because of Bittel Oinig Shabbos. So that means that a person goes on a ship, he's on the salt water, he's in the ocean, so the air and the bouncing around, he brings the psukim in Yonah, that the person is being tossed and turned on the ship. So the person has a shinoi vest. The person is in a different set of circumstances. The person gets seasick. So says the Rif, it takes 3 days for the person to get back to himself when he's on the voyage. So if I would go on the ship within 3 days of Shabbos, I'm not going to be able to enjoy the Shabbos properly. I'm not going to have an appetite to eat the Shabbos Suda. I'm going to be sissig. I'm going to be throwing up. So therefore, I will not fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But if I'm on the ship from Tuesday, so I'll be sick from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and perhaps Friday, but by the time Shabbos rolls around, I'll be back in full spirits, and I'll be able to enjoy the Shabbos. That's what the Rif says. The Rif has a fascinating explanation. So what happens if it's for purpose of a mitzvah? The Brisa permits you to go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah. What about the fact that you'll be seasick and you won't enjoy the Shabbos properly? So then the Rif employs the general halacha of oisik the mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. So if you're going for some other mitzvah, if you're going to visit your parents, you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, so you're engaged in a mitzvah, so it's true. You're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos properly. That's a positive commandment. But you're already engaged in a different mitzvah because you're traveling in order to perform whatever mitzvah you're traveling to perform. So it's very fascinating that the Rif basically learns this brisa with very conventional halachas. The reason you can't go on the ship before Shabbos is because you won't enjoy the Shabbos properly. If you give yourself enough time ahead of time, then you'll be calm and relaxed and be able to enjoy the Shabbos by the time Shabbos comes around. And if you're going for the purpose of a mitzvah, so then once you're involved in one mitzvah, you're no longer obligated in the other mitzvah. So it doesn't matter that you won't enjoy the Shabbos because you're not obligated to enjoy the Shabbos if you're already involved in a different mitzvah. Very fascinating concepts how the Rif learns the Gemara. Okay, Tosfos learns a completely different reason. This is item Gimel. Tosfos learns a completely different reason. We know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. We had it in Masechta Shabbos. There's a question if the swimming pool is in his courtyard or not, if there's a rim around it or not. The Gemara has different details. The reason you can't go swimming on Shabbos is because we're afraid the person will construct a raft. It's a gzeira of swimming because he might create a chavias shel shayotin. He might create a raft, some kind of a swimming utensil like a life raft or like those things that you have, a paddle, the things that the kids hold on to where they're learning how to swim, a chavish shel shayatan, something that he'll be able to float on and be able to, a paddle board, he'll be able to swim and learn how to swim. So the reason you can't go swimming on Shabbos is because you might construct a paddle board, which would be an issa deraisa of making a kli. It's almost like the prohibition against playing music on Shabbos, because we're afraid that you'll fix the instrument. It's coming up at the end of Erevin. You might fix the instrument. So it's just a gzeira. You can't do one thing because you might come to do another thing. So the Tosfos says that perhaps the reason you can't go on a ship 3 days before Shabbos, prior to Shabbos, is because it's included in the prohibition of swimming. So obviously going on a ship is not the same as swimming. Going on a ship is not the same as swimming, but it's included in the general prohibition of swimming. It's under the gzeira of swimming. If the person is going for the purpose of a mitzvah, so then we're forced to say that Chazal did not make a decree if he's going for the purpose of a mitzvah. If the person goes 3 days before, so then the Mishnah Berurah explains he's been on the boat so long, the fact that he has to go on the boat so far in advance will remind him that you're normally not allowed to swim on Shabbos, you can't be on the surface of the water on Shabbos, and he won't come to construct the raft even if he would forget, because he's been so reminded, the very fact that he has to go on the boat 3 days in advance will already remind him. So I'm just trying to bring out the point that there's a range, there are so many different explanations in this braisa. Either we don't hold to the braisa at all, or the reason for the braisa has to do with Oinig Shabbos, or the reason for the braisa has to do with the general prohibition of swimming, nothing to do with anything relevant to our topic. Comes along the Baal HaMor, Rav Zrachya HaLevi, the Baal HaMor. And the Baal HaMor introduces us to the topic of our discussion. This, let's read together item Dalet. Hada asr lahaflik besfina toich gimul yomim koidim Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, mishum dechayshinon, because we're concerned, the yitztarech lasois davar mishum pikuach nefesh, that we're afraid the person is on a ship, it might become dangerous, we're afraid that he's going to have to violate the Shabbos. Now, when push comes to shove, if indeed something dangerous happens on the ship and he'll be forced to be Mechal Shabbos, of course he'll be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. If push comes to shove, he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. But says the Baal HaMor, if you're going on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, so here's the expression of the Baal HaMor, it's the third line in item Dalet, Havikilu Masne Litchos Es HaShabbos. It's as if, literally translated, it's as if you're stipulating, it's as if you're planning, masne, it's as if you're making a tnai, it's as if you're making a condition, you're stipulating, you're setting up a situation where you'll have to override the Shabbos. That's exactly what the Baal HaMor says. So, says the Baal HaMor, you know why you can't go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos? Because we're afraid that ultimately you'll have to perform a malacha under the heter of pikuach nefesh. So what? You're allowed to perform a malacha under pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to violate Shabbos if it's pikuach nefesh. True, says the Baal HaMor. But if you're going to be going on so close to Shabbos, it's almost as if you're planning to violate the Shabbos with pikuach nefesh. That's exactly what the Baal HaMor says. So what's the difference now if you go on Tuesday, right? You just can't go within 3 days. But if you go on Tuesday, so you have the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday separating you between you and the Shabbos, so you're allowed to go on the ship on Tuesday. Why is that permitted? You still might have to perform pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. What's the difference? So says the Baal HaMor, another interesting concept, if it's further away from the 3 days of Shabbos, it's not considered before Shabbos. It's considered after the previous day of Shabbos. So the week is bookmarked between two Shabbos. You have Shabbos, you have the 6 weekdays in between, and then you have Shabbos again on the other end. So says the Baal HaMor, the proper way to look at it is that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos. So we know that you can say Havdalah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You can't say Havdalah on Wednesday anymore because it's no longer after Shabbos. It's before Shabbos. The Mefarshim also bring a Gemara in Gittin that when you're writing the get, when you're writing documents, so you write before Shabbos or you write after Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos. Says the Baal Amor, it's not just a matter of semantics. It's actually something that's critical in halacha. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos, so you are already responsible to keep the upcoming Shabbos. We know the Gemara says that Shammai used to purchase things for Shabbos already from Sunday because he wanted to be Mekayim Zochoris Yom Shabbos. He wanted to remember Shabbos. But says the Baal Amor, the actual obligation to keep the upcoming Shabbos starts Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have to already see to it that you'll be able to keep Shabbos. You have to ensure that you'll be able to keep Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after the previous Shabbos. I'm not responsible to be thinking to ensuring that I'll be able to keep the following Shabbos. It's too early in the week. Who's thinking about Shabbos when it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Some of us, we wake up Sunday or Monday, we're already thinking, already waiting for Shabbos. But halachically, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after Shabbos. You're not required to be thinking about ensuring your kiyum of the upcoming Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is already under the obligation of ensuring that we keep the upcoming Shabbos. So says the Baal Amor, you're not allowed to go on a ship before Shabbos. What's before Shabbos? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you're already responsible to ensure that you'll be able to keep the upcoming Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to. Why? Because you're not required to be planning for the future Shabbos. So if you go on the ship Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then you're on the ship all week, and then Shabbos comes, and Chas v'Shalom, we have to perform a malacha, then we look at it like it's something that happened beyond our control. But if I went on the boat Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, you can't consider a potential violation of Shabbos something unexpected or something that's beyond my control. We look at it as if I was planning, I put myself in the situation to violate the Shabbos. That is what the Baal Amor says. Now, why am I allowed to go on the boat Erev Shabbos for the purpose of a mitzvah? If it's stipulating, it's as if you're planning to violate Shabbos, and there's something wrong with doing that, why am I allowed to go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah? So we were forced to say that the whole prohibition of putting yourself in a situation where you might avoid, where you might have to be mechalel Shabbos, is itself only an iser derabanan. And since you're going on the ship for the purpose of a mitzvah, so therefore that overrides the iser derabanan. So it's very interesting that we have now a source to our question. The original question was, am I allowed to put myself in a situation now that will cause me to violate Shabbos later with Pikuach Nefesh? I'll be allowed to violate Shabbos later, but should I put myself, am I allowed to put myself in such a situation now before Shabbos? According to the Rif, who says you can't go on the ship because of Oinig Shabbos, we don't have any source to this halacha. According to Tosfos, that going on the ship is under the general prohibition of swimming on Shabbos, I don't have any source to this halacha, one way or the other. But according to the Baal Amor, I do have a source, because the Baal Amor says that that's exactly the reason why you can't go on a ship before Shabbos, because you're putting yourself in a situation where you might need to violate the Shabbos. You'll be allowed to violate the Shabbos if push comes to shove, because it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh, but says the Baal Amor, you can't put yourself in such a situation ahead of time, knowing that you might need to be Mechalel Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not considered that I'm putting myself into that situation. It's considered that the situation evolved by itself. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before the upcoming Shabbos. You're already obligated to be thinking and to be avoiding situations that'll cause you to be Mechalel Shabbos. But says the Baal Amor, you can go on the ship on Friday, because the whole prohibition of putting yourself in such a situation is only a rabbinic prohibition. And therefore, if you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, you're doing it to move to Eretz Yisrael, the ship is going to embark on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, or you're doing it to visit your parents, you have no other way to travel, you have to go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah, you're allowed to. What happened to the prohibition of putting myself in a situation that I'm going to be without Machal Shabbos? The answer is because that whole prohibition is only Durabana. This Baal Amor reminds us of another Baal Amor at the beginning of Rabbi Elazar de Mila, the Perek in Shabbos that discusses Bris Mila on Shabbos. There's a famous Baal Amor. We mentioned it before. If a person is preparing a Bris Mila, we know that the eighth day is Doicha Shabbos. Now, in those days, they used to sanitize the baby with warm water before the Mila and after the Mila. So in those days, it was considered a sakana to not be able to wash the area of the baby with warm water, both before the Mila and after the Mila. So if you recall, when we were learning the sugya of Amira Lenachri, we discussed if you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to heat up the water before the Mila. We discussed Amira Lenachri for the purpose of a bris mila. Over here, there's another scenario. Imagine if, ahead of time, the hot water spilled. So we know ahead of time that we'll have enough water before the Mila, but then we're not going to have the necessary hot water to bathe the baby, to wash the wound after the Mila. So it's going to be Sakanas Nefashis. I'll be putting the baby into Sakanas Nefashis because I'm going to perform the Mila. The Mila is Doiches Shabbos, but I'm not going to be able to wash the wound properly after the Mila. Now, of course, once you perform the Mila and it's Sakanas Nefashis, of course you'll be able to heat up the water and you'll be able to save the baby's life by washing the wound, by disinfecting the wound with the hot water after the Mila. But says the Baal Amor, that you're not allowed to go ahead with the Mila ahead of time, knowing that you're going to have to violate the Shabbos afterwards, because you can't put yourself in a situation where you'll be doicha the Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh. Although you'll be subject to Pikuach Nefesh after the Mila, and you'll be allowed to heat up the water after the Mila, but you can't put yourself in that situation lechatchila. That's exactly what the Baal Amor says. So we would have to postpone the Mila in order not to trigger a scenario of Pikuach Nefesh where we'll have to violate the Shabbos. So this is analogous to the Baal Amor's reason for not going on the ship. Now, the Ramban, the Mochemis, argues with the Baal Amor, and the Mochemis says that you are allowed to perform the Mila, even though it's going to create a situation of Pikuach Nefesh after the fact. So I mentioned at the beginning of this year, just to bring back what we discussed last week the concept, if Shabbos is Hutra when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, is it the Pshat that it's as if it's not Shabbos? We quoted a Ram Mirutenberg, Rav Meir Mirutenberg, seems to say that Shabbos is mutter when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, and other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rambam, they say that Shabbos is only Dechuya. It's as if it's an Avera, but we have to override and do the Avera for Pikuach Nefesh. So there are those who want to say that the Baal Amor holds that Shabbos is Dechuya Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. It's not a green light. It's a last resort. So if I can avoid the situation ahead of time, I'm required to do so. The Ramban, on the other hand, who says go ahead with the Mila, and if you'll have to violate Shabbos as a result to perform for Pikuach Nefesh, so be it. Perhaps the Ramban holds that Shabbos is Hutra, like the Ram Mirutenberg. The Stipler asks the obvious question. The Stipler in Maseches Shabbos asks the obvious question, that true, the Baal Amor is consistent. The Baal Amor holds that you can't do something now that will require you to violate Shabbos later with Pikuach Nefesh. That's why you can't go on the ship within 3 days, and that's why you can't go ahead with the Bris Mila if you know that you're going to have to violate Shabbos after. So that's true, that there's a Tzadah Shava, that there's a common denominator, the Baal Amor is consistent. But wait a minute. Doesn't the Baal Amor himself say that you're allowed to go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah? In other words, we waive this concern that you're putting yourself deliberately into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh if you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So how could the Baal Amor himself say that you're not allowed to perform the Bris Mila because you'll be putting yourself in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh? But it's a mitzvah. The same way you're permitting me to go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah, in spite of the fact that I'm going to be putting myself in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and I might have to violate the Shabbos as a result. But we say, do your mitzvah, and whatever happens afterwards happens. The only time it's forbidden to put yourself in a situation is if it's a voluntary trip. But if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, the mitzvah overrides that prohibition. So why can't I perform the bris milah, and come what may, if I have to violate Shabbos afterwards as a result, so be it. So the Stipler asks this obvious question, and the Stipler answers that we have to differentiate between before Shabbos and when it's actually Shabbos, when it's Shabbos mamish. Before Shabbos, the whole prohibition of putting yourself in a situation that will require you to violate Shabbos is only a rabbinic prohibition. It's an issur derabbanan. Therefore, whatever mitzvah you're planning to do, you're going on the ship on Friday in order to perform a mitzvah, going to live in Eretz Yisrael, going to visit your parents, whatever the mitzvah is, that mitzvah overrides the rabbinic prohibition of putting yourself in such a situation. But when it's actually Shabbos, then the responsibility to ensure your observance of the Shabbos is that much greater. Perhaps it's even a deraisa. Perhaps the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos is already deraisa and obligates me to ensure, to think ahead, not to have to violate the Shabbos. So therefore, even a mitzvah will not waive that prohibition. So that might be the distinction between traveling on the boat on Friday, where it's the same problem that you're going to have to violate the Shabbos on the Shabbos, but you're allowed to, because setting that up is only an issur derabbanan. That's because it's before Shabbos. But once the Shabbos was chal, once it's actually Shabbos, then the true obligation to keep Shabbos kicks in. Of course I have to keep Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. Then even a mitzvah would not permit me, according to the Baal Hamor, to set up a situation where I'll be required to do pikuach nefesh. That is the Stipler, that is the Kehilat Yaakov's distinction between going on the ship on Friday, where you're allowed to for the purpose of a mitzvah, but versus performing the bris milah on Shabbos, which will require you to have to violate the Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, heating up the water. Of course, if there will be a non-Jew available, you'd be allowed to ask the non-Jew to heat up the water. We had that before. Over here, we're discussing a scenario where the Yid is going to have to do it. So it comes out that according to the Baal Hamor, we have a Beferish Gemara that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation even before Shabbos that will require you to violate the Shabbos on Shabbos, even though when Shabbos comes, you'll have a heter of pikuach nefesh, but you can't set up a situation like that. However, if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, then you're certainly allowed to. That would be a halacha psuka in the shita of the Baal Hamor. It's very interesting because there's a tashbatz, the shach in Yoredeya, in the halachas of performing a bris milah on Shabbos, brings a tashbatz. In those days, it was considered a sakana to perform the milah, especially the third day of the, just like by the Maisa of Shechem, the third day after the milah is a particularly dangerous time in the aftermath of the surgery. So therefore, the third day is considered a sakana. Some places can say that even the first and second day is also a sakana, but some say that particularly the third day is considered a sakana. So the tashbatz has a chiddush lahalacha. The tashbatz says that if there's a postponed bris, where it's not the eighth day bris anyway, where you have some flexibility when to perform the bris milah, we should not schedule a postponed bris on a Thursday. Why? Because in those days, if you would perform a bris on a Thursday, it was almost a given that you might have to perform some malacha Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 days later. So says the Tashbatz, based on this Baal Hamor, you should not perform the bris on a Thursday. If it's a bris bizmanoi, so you don't have a choice, you have an obligation to perform the bris today. But if it's a bris shaloi bizmanoi, where it's anyway a postponed bris, and you're scheduling the bris for it's not the eighth day, so don't schedule the bris on a Thursday, because then you almost certainly will have to violate the Shabbos Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, the third day, will be on a Shabbos. Based on this Baal Hamor, it's like going on the ship. You shouldn't be able to perform the bris. The Shach, I'm sure everybody's thinking of this question, the Shach argues on the Tashbatz, because even the Baal Hamor himself allows you to go on the ship Letzerech Mitzvah. You can go on the ship on Friday Litzarach Mitzvah, like we've been saying. The Isser to put yourself in such a situation is only an Isser Derabbanan, which is waived in the face of a mitzvah. So just like you can get on the ship for the purpose of a mitzvah, even on Friday, although it might inevitably require you to violate Shabbos, you're allowed to. So why can't I perform the postponed bris on a Thursday, even given it'll force me to violate Shabbos 3 days later? But I'm allowed to put myself in that situation for the purpose of a mitzvah. So the Shach argues on the Tashbatz. L'halacha, we're not concerned. The Magen Avram says nowadays, anyway, it's not a sakana. We don't find that the third day is a sakana. Maybe it was Nishtana Hateva. Maybe nature changed. Maybe we handle the wound better to begin with. And therefore, we don't find that it's a sakana anyway on the third day. So we would certainly not be machmitz the mitzvah. We certainly wouldn't postpone the mitzvah unnecessarily. However, we see here the discussion and we see here an application of the concept of the Baal Amor, and seemingly, for the purpose of a mitzvah, you'd be allowed to. Now, so the focus now is, given none of the other Rishonim discuss this, if anything, the Ramban says you can perform a bris even if it will cause a chilul Shabbos. The Ramban argued on the Baal Amor, but none of the other Rishonim discuss this. So where does that leave us now? Do we agree with the Baal Amor? Do we not agree with the Baal Amor? So the way the Poskim say, because this is just the Baal Amor's interpretation of that Gemara by the boat, do we agree with the Baal Amor? Do we not agree with the Baal Amor? So the Poskim bring this Baal Amor, and we agree with the Baal Amor that you're certainly not allowed to put yourself into a situation, even before Shabbos, that will unnecessarily cause you to have to violate the Shabbos with Tzerech Pikuach Nefesh. We definitely paskin like that Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is the one who introduces us to such a concept, and we paskin like the Baal Amor. We don't see that anybody else argues. We paskin like the Baal Amor. The question is, do we also hold the leniency of the Baal Amor that Letzerech Mitzvah is mutter? So the Rivash brings this Baal Amor, and the Rivash also paskins that you're allowed to travel in a shayara, in a caravan, through the desert within 3 days. Even the beginning of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for sure, he compares it to a ship. And you can even start your voyage through the desert on a caravan on Friday if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Afalpi shevadai, it's going to be involved in pikuach nefesh. You're going, for goodness sakes, you're going into a desert, and you certainly will have to be mechal Shabbos. So the Rivash brings the Baal Amor l'halacha, and he, in an extreme way, you're even allowed to put yourself in a definite situation of pikuach nefesh for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's what the Rivash says. The Magen Avram brings a Radbaz. The Radbaz argues. The Radbaz says that even if we accept the opinion of the Baal Amor, that's only if it's a maybe. If maybe you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. If you go on the ship on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's not guaranteed that you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe there'll be a storm, and maybe you'll have to tie the knots of the sail, or maybe nowadays you'll have to fix the engine. By the way, nowadays, when you go on a cruise, the Poskim say that it's not really a concern because it's mostly Goyim, and they're not going to let the passenger be Mechal Shabbos. Anyway, if I'm sitting in my cabin, there's nothing I'm going to do in terms of a malacha. It's going to be the non-Jewish crew who's going to be taking care of everything. So nowadays, these reasons wouldn't apply. We don't have a problem of tchum because the ship is higher than 10 tfachim. We probably don't even have a problem of seasick. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that nowadays the cruise ships are like hotels on water, that we don't even feel that we're on a ship. So a lot of people are makel that we go cruising even on a Friday, even if the cruise is leaving on a Friday. We're only talking about the concept here. Back in the old days, where going on a ship might cause chilul Shabbos, so says the Radbaz, that was because it was a maybe. Maybe it'll cause chilul Shabbos. But how can we permit you to go on a caravan, to go traveling through the desert? Imagine if the person is going on Shabbos. He has to go through the desert. He has to go do a mitzvah. So he's going to get into his Jeep, and he's going to drive through the desert starting on Friday through Shabbos, because once he's there on Shabbos, it's pikuach nefesh, so he can continue driving. So the Rabbaz is like baffled. Would anybody permit that you can go on Friday for the purpose of a mitzvah, knowing with certainty that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Radbaz argues on the Rivash's application of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor would only permit it, in the Radbaz's opinion, by a ship, because a ship, you're not definitely going to violate Shabbos. It's as if you're stipulating that you might violate Shabbos, but you're not putting yourself in a situation where you're definitely going to have to violate Shabbos. But says the Radbaz, how can you compare the way the Rivash does? How can you compare that to a caravan where you're definitely going to be violating Shabbos during the Shabbos day? You had to go for a mitzvah, but who says you can put yourself in a situation where you're definitely going to violate Shabbos? So the Rivash applies the Baal HaMor even when you're definitely going to violate Shabbos. You're not allowed to put yourself in such a situation, but letzorech mitzvah on Friday, not on Shabbos, but on Friday, you can set yourself up that you're going to have to violate the Shabbos. But the Radbaz disagrees and says, we would never permit, even the Baal HaMor himself would never permit a definite violation of Shabbos. You cannot put yourself in a situation on Friday that you will definitely have to violate your Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Magen Avraham brings this Radbaz, and the Magen Avraham says that because of this Radbaz, if someone ever has to travel on Friday in a caravan for the purpose of a mitzvah, knowing that they're going to be going through the desert on Shabbos, so the minhag was that if and when some sakanas pikuach nefesh came up, they would risk it a little bit. They would not right away violate the Shabbos. They would risk their lives a little bit and not violate, even though you're not required to do that. Once the situation comes, you're supposed to violate the Shabbos. But they would risk their lives a little bit in order to demonstrate that it wasn't a definite violation of Shabbos. In other words, it was possible that I can manage to travel through the desert without violating the Shabbos, even if I encounter a grizzly bear or something. So I'm not going to perform any malacha. I'm going to risk not performing malacha a little bit until it's absolutely necessary to try to demonstrate that I didn't definitely put myself in a situation. So it's like a mitigating factor, a compromise, in order to satisfy the opinion of the Radbaz a little bit. So other Paiskim disagree that once you're in the caravan, you shouldn't risk your life. It's too late. Once it's Shabbos and your life is in danger, you have to violate the Shabbos. You shouldn't have done it originally, but you can't risk your life now. That's not going to retroactively correct what you did wrong before. But the Magen Avraham brings such a custom that in deference to the opinion of the Radbaz, they would travel on Friday Letzorech Mitzvah, and then they would sort of risk their lives a little bit in order to satisfy the opinion of the Radbaz, to somehow sort of like convince themselves that they were not definitely going to violate the Shabbos. Okay, bringing all of this down to a practical case. So I think someone typed in the question, and that's exactly what I want to close the loop with. The Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, says in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, a doctor. If a doctor needs to be in the hospital, if you recall last week, it's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein said that because we're not sure if Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya, and I was discussing with Dave, we were discussing it over Shabbos, that Rav Asher Weiss says that even if it's Hutra, the doctor should not be make himself accessible. The doctor should not just cavalierly violate the Shabbos, because even the doctor has a chiyuv to keep Shabbos as best as he can. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says, imagine if a doctor is on call for Shabbos, and he's pretty much sure that he's going to have to be in the hospital over Shabbos for the heter of pikuach nefesh. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the doctor really is required, if at all possible, he's required to take up a residence in the hospital, or to rent an apartment close to the hospital in order to avoid Chil Shabbos, right? The doctor is not allowed to stay home and say, I know that I'm on call, but I'm on call. If I'm actually needed, then I'll drive to the hospital, right? Because I'll have a heter of pikuach nefesh. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, based on this Baal HaMor, that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you might come to violate the Shabbos. So Rav Moshe Feinstein held that the doctor has to see to it that he's close to the hospital before Shabbos in order to avoid Chil Shabbos. Now, the Igros Moshe makes it very clear, and I've been saying this all along, that this should be perfectly clear. even if the person violated this halacha, even if the person did not ensure, did not take the necessary steps to avoid putting themselves in that situation, of course, once push comes to shove, he's going to have to violate the Shabbos. Imagine if the doctor did not follow Rav Moshe Zatzal's advice and the doctor stayed home Friday night. So now he gets a call that he's needed at the hospital. Of course, the fact that the doctor did not do what he was supposed to do, he would certainly nevertheless be allowed to get into his car and drive to the hospital in order to save a life. This is just the obligation of the Baal Amar that you have to prepare ahead of time to avoid being mechal the Shabbos. But when push comes to shove, of course he'll be allowed. Now, on the other hand, in Ois Yud Gimel...
Why can't they say by the doctor that Friday night is a suffix? Oh,
so Rav Moshe Taka says that, according to the... That's a good question. So I'm going to get to that in one second. Rav Moshe is talking about a case where he's definitely going to... It's almost a vadai that he's going to be called to the hospital because he knows for sure that some case is going to come up. That's the case that Rav Moshe is discussing. But I'm going to come back to that in a second. However, the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, which is Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so they bring there in the Madura Chadasha Perek Lamed Beis and Perek Mem, Ois Katan Ayin Aleph, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, to permit the doctor to stay home with his family in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, because it's considered a Dvar mitzvah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you have to take every precaution to avoid the extra chil Shabbos of driving to the hospital, while Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that you're allowed to stay home with your family and enjoy the Friday night meal, make Kiddush properly, sing the Zmiris, enjoy the Shabbos in the comfort of home with your family, and then if you need to go to the hospital the next day, you'd be allowed to drive to the hospital the next day. So it would seem that Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, Zichroinam Tzadik Levracha, they are arguing over the identical machlokes of the Rivash and the Rabbats. Rav Moshe there is talking about a case where he's definitely going to have to violate the Shabbos. It's almost a 99% chance, close to 100% chance, that for one reason or another he's going to be needed at the hospital. So Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to be leaning towards the opinion of the Radbaz, that we would never permit you to go in a caravan on Friday, even the Tzerech Mitzvah, even according to the Baal Amar. So if it's a definite violation, if you're definitely going to be needed at the hospital, you should make every effort to stay at the hospital before Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on the other hand, seemed to be of the opinion of the Rivash, that you can even go in the caravan on Friday, Litzarech Mitzvah, even though it's almost for sure that he's going to violate the Shabbos. The emesis that we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Baal Amar, and the Ramah brings the Shita of the Rivash. We discussed how the Magen Avraham brings the Radbaz, and the Magen Avraham says how the Minhag evolved, that people would risk their lives in order to sort of accommodate the opinion of the Radbaz. But at the end of the day, the Ramah brings the Rivash. So it would seem that the Ikar Halacha would be like the Rivash. The Ikar Halacha would be that even if we know for sure we're going to have to violate the Shabbos, the Tzorech Mitzvah, and if you consider staying home with the family and having an Oinik Shabbos, a mitzvah, like Rav Shlomo Zalman does, that would permit you to stay home, and if you're needed at the hospital, you can drive to the hospital tomorrow. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein seemed to be inclined to paskin like the Radbaz, that if it's a definite violation, you should avoid it. Even a mitzvah would not justify staying home in order to be mechil Shabbos. Just in closing, the Tzitz Eliezer talks about surgery. So, of course, if there's a necessary surgery and if the procedure needs to be done and it can only be done on even on Shabbos, or it can only be done on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have your own choice. But if you have a choice, so the Tzitz Eliezer recommends that the surgery should be scheduled for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, outside of the 3 days of Shabbos. That way, by the time Shabbos comes, you'll have a better chance to enjoy the Oinik Shabbos like the Rif. And if anything would have to be done, God forbid, for a medical procedure, you are not responsible because you were there more than 3 days before Shabbos. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, that if you need to schedule it even on Friday or even on Shabbos, it's permitted because the surgery is considered a dvar mitzvah, because in halacha, whenever a mitzvah permits something, tremendous tsar or a tremendous tzarech also permits it. So whatever reason why he's having this surgery, obviously it's something important that he has to have this surgery, so the same thing would apply, that he'd be allowed to schedule the procedure right before Shabbos. So lechatchila, he should schedule it earlier in the week, but b'diyevet, if he has to, we can rely on the opinion of the Baal Amor, and that a mitzvah would permit us to schedule the surgery before Shabbos. Okay, yasher koyach, everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.